Get a winner!
It only does this when it starts up.
Never turn the computer off then.
You can trust no one, especially people that you think you can trust, except for us. Right. You can trust us.
We want others to learn from your pain.
Let me tell you what my dilemma is.
Let's do that.
Does your computer bite? Has your hard drive gone floppy? Log on to the Computer Corner on News Radio 620 KTAR. Dial 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR. Now, in the Computer Corner, here are the data doctors Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to hour number two of the Computer Corner. We're trying to help you any way, shape, or form we can in the last waning hours of the shopping season. If you should need that type of help. And if not, if you have a question, a problem, a what the heck is this? That's what we're here for. It's Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle, a.k.a. the Data Doctors. We're talking about the 2005, the year in technology, the year that was 2005 in tech. And for those inquiring minds that want to know, I'm looking at the Lycos top 100 search terms of 2005. And surprise, surprise, of the top 100, about 80 of the top phrases are very attractive young ladies. What does that tell you about who's on the internet a lot?
Me?
Yes. It's so, without further ado, the number one search term for all of 2005 is...
Wow, that's a search term?
No, it was Paris Hilton, which is causing me to scream.
A lot of anguish?
Yes. Gosh, I wonder why Paris Hilton was the top search phrase according to Lycos.
Gee, I don't know, Ken.
In 05. Did something happen in Paris Hilton's life in 05 that might cause her to become such a highly... You know what's funny? Number two is Pamela Anderson, and I went back to the 1999 archives, and... The top search terms in 1999, like the last day of 1999, oddly enough, in number one position was Pamela Anderson. So she's got staying power.
She sure does.
She's 6 years later, she's still in the top five. Number three was Britney Spears. Number four was poker. Now that I understand.
Sure.
Poker became a phenomenon this year.
But it's all manly search terms. Very manly.
Really? Let's go down the list. Let's see. Of the top 10, which ones are not manly? You got Paris Hilton, Pamela Anderson, Britney Spears, poker, Dragon Ball, which I don't understand that at all. Dragon Ball Z was huge, you know, 8 years ago as well.
I'm sure it was huge at some point, yeah.
Jennifer Lopez, which isn't she?
She's old.
She's over, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's had her 12 and a half minutes. Or
who are these people?
Adjusted for inflation. WWE, which is funny because WWF was one of the top 10 in 99. Pokemon, which...
Again.
Isn't that over?
I thought so. I was hoping so.
PlayStation, which I understand. And
sure.
Then Hurricane Katrina, which I totally understand.
Sure.
But as you go down there, you see 11 is Brooke Burke, 13 is Tara Reid, 14 is Angelina Jolie...
Do women use the internet at all?
17 is Lindsay Lohan. 18 is Carmen Electra. 20 is Hillary Duff. So clearly, the public likes Lindsay Lohan slightly better than Hillary Duff. But not as much as Carmen Electra. No, Carmen Electra is not quite there. And you know who's behind both Hillary Duff and Lindsay Lohan and
who?
Carmen Electra?
Who?
Jessica Simpson.
Oh, see, she'd be way up higher on my search term list.
What's really crazy is Anna Nicole Smith is above Christina Aguilera and Mariah Carey and Anna Kournikova. You know, with the Anna Kournikova virus and all that, you would have thought...
Right.
No.
I've never searched for any of those terms, ever.
I'm not sure why you would either. And our first male entrant at 35, Eminem.
Oh. Wow. Yeah. 35.
Yeah. And 50 Cent is just above the IRS. So we have our priorities straight in this country.
Oh yeah.
Starting with
clearly.
Starting with Pamela Anderson and who was number one? I forgot already.
Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton, that's right. But the United States of Paris Hilton. I where is this country going? Let's see if we can get back to helping the world at large with something real. Fran, would you please help us convert this into a real computer show?
Yes, indeed.
You're having a problem with a picture, or you're having an issue or a question about a picture you get as an email attachment from your brother.
Yes, I go into Outlook Express, and then he sends me a picture, and it's a JPG. And then I click on that, and I get this picture. And it's everything is fine. And then down below, there's a forward kind of a little button.
Yes.
And because sometimes I'll get three or four pictures, I can forward it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I go past that point, then I begin to pick up little tiny bits of, like, join now, order now.
Stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and it just, and I mean, there's like 500 images in there, and there's even stuff in there that I have already deleted and emptied my recycle bin and everything, and all of a sudden here these pictures appear again.
What you're doing, what you're experiencing there is, when you get an email attachment and you say open it, by default, the email attachment goes into a special area on your computer, generally known as the temporary internet files folder.
Okay.
So that's where that file exists until you say, I want to save this somewhere else. So when you're hitting forward, you're asking it to show you the next file in that temporary internet files folder, which all of the little pieces that make up a web page, all the little pieces of graphics, they're all in there as independent graphics. And they're pulled together, you know, your web browser pulls them together as one page for you. But when you're using this tool, you're actually seeing each bit of graphic, each graphic image by itself. So there's nothing to worry about there. And if you wanted to remove those things, you would empty your temporary, you would clean out your temporary internet files folder.
Oh.
Which there's a couple of different ways you can do that.
Okay.
If you have your browser open.
Yep.
If you click on Tools.
Okay.
And then Internet Options. Right in the middle there, you'll see temporary internet files with an option to delete cookies, delete files, and then change the settings.
Oh, yeah.
If you click on delete files, you're going to clean out all the stuff that's in there, and then the next time you go to click forward on your picture viewer, you'll probably see something different or maybe nothing at all if you do it right afterwards.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay?
Oh, good.
Another more relevant place to you know, if you're not doing this on a regular basis, this is all of you out there listening, because I know you all do your regular maintenance and you all do regular backups and you all do... No, you don't. That's why we have a business. That's why we have 52 stores in 25 markets, because y'all don't want to do the work. And that's okay. We're okay with that. But we're still going to tell you how to do this if you so desire. If you click on the programs, you know, you stick on, click on Start and then Programs, and then go to Accessories.
Okay, Programs.
Accessories.
Oh, yeah.
And then there'll be one in there called System Tools.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Inside of that, now we've clicked 15 times, you'll see one that says Disk Cleanup.
Okay.
Okay, what that does is that looks at everything in your regular temporary file folders, your internet temporary file folder, a bunch of stuff that collects in your computer's hard drive just as a result of you using it.
Uh-huh.
This is a way to go through and clean all of those areas out with one fell swoop.
Whoa.
I know. Isn't that good?
Yeah.
See, it was worth the wait, wasn't it?
It sure was.
We give you value for your money.
Very good value. Wonderful. So, usually I'll check your frequently asked questions. And, you know, the only time I go forward into any of the informational things is off of your website.
Forward on the information. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sure it's good.
Yeah, when there's frequently asked questions or something like that.
Oh, I see that. You mean our free help section?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get lost in there real easy, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's about 10 years worth of questions and answers that we've compiled in there. So some of them are kind of dated.
Yeah.
And there's about 6 years worth of my newspaper columns.
Wow.
So if you really get bored out there, folks, and you want to see what my writing skills were like 6 years ago.
You've improved.
Thank you. I think having to write a weekly column for as long as I have, you can't help but improve, right?
It's discipline.
All right. So I'm looking here at the station's machine.
Uh-huh.
And the temporary internet files, there's a huge amount of temporary internet files in here that haven't been cleaned out for a while.
Oh,
so I'm going to do a little maintenance real time on the air here, and you do the same there, and do that about once a month.
Wonderful.
All right?
Thank you.
Fran, have a happy holiday.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, and be very safe.
and happy, healthy, and prosperous New Year.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Open more stores.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, bye-bye.
Now.
That was a, you know, that's, these are simple things that people forget. And
yeah.
Things like I forget to go to break at 16 after, and it's almost 19 after. So we're late for a break. It's Ken Colmer and Chad Pyle. The Data Doctors will be right back after this.
The Cardinals season winds down today as they take on the Eagles. Listen to the gridiron action today at 2. The Cardinals and Philadelphia Eagles on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Hey, it's Chris from Showcase Home Entertainment. Still staring at that gift list? Why not get some expert advice? At Showcase, we don't hire temporary help for the holidays, so you can talk to the same knowledgeable people that are here all the time. And they can help you choose from some of our newest, coolest stuff that we've just put on sale,